You are now listening to Discover Your Potential with radio talk show host Dan Gilman, Cindy Gilman's son. So listen, participate, be inspired. Know that you can discover your potential. Here is Dan Gilman.
Hi, welcome everyone. And I'm speaking with Mary Terhune, and we're here on Discover Your Potential. Mary, it's quite wonderful to have you back again for part two. I'm really excited to hear your connection with homeopathic medicine. How did your spiritual awakening really kind of inform you of homeopathic medicine?
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Dan. This is a...
Oh, my pleasure.
This is something I'm very happy to talk about. You know, my spiritual awakening began in 1984, and it began in two parts, actually. The first part in having my Kundalini spiritual energy awakened by the spiritual master Jesus, who visited me during a life crisis in the form of light, informing seven revelations to me. And I've, of course, written about it in my book, Out of the Blue. And as you know from the other parts that you've listened to, I regained the rights of this book now. And so it may or may not be available on Amazon. I think it still is, but at any rate, I hope to do more with it and maybe in a documentary. But at any rate, my spiritual awakening began in 1984 during a crisis, and when the spiritual teacher Jesus entered my living room in the form of light, speaking seven revelations, and one of them was on disease. And he said, "Now do you see that, you know, what disease is all about?" And that really begins in an energetic way, and then it affects the physical. Then I met in real life another powerful spiritual teacher, a monk, a woman, who awakened my spiritual connection even more deeply. And the whole Kundalini opened up, went up to the top of my head, opened up, and I experienced myself as I am Brahman, and all this is my creation. In other words, Brahman is this ultimate field of spiritual energy. And I heard the message, "Here is your divinity, the divinity that belongs to all mankind. Your soul wants full expression now. This is the presence. This is the living presence. This is living. This is real." So needless to say, my whole mindset and everything was changed. Back in the 80s, it began then, and it completely altered the way I looked at myself in the world and in everything. And this was all spontaneous. Before that, I knew nothing of spiritual paths or meditation or any of that. Kundalini, I never heard of it. So needless to say, this changed my worldview completely. And as you know, I was a retired RN. I was still working at Beth Israel at the time in research administration, so I was still connected with that world. At the same time, I was also opening up to alternative healing for my own healings, and I became a massage therapist. I was in my last year at massage school. That led me into Reiki, and I became a Reiki master. And then life went on, and I kept unfolding spiritually and having amazing experiences. One of the other one was my experience of my own death, realizing that you can't die, you just go on, and that you really are this spiritual energy that's housed in this physical body and that informs this physical body and gives life to all the cells. And of course, when I had that first spiritual opening and I saw the packets of light surrounding everything, the trees, everything, so that this photonic energy or this divine energy is of light, which has created everything. And so I spent many years trying to integrate all of this, trying to understand all of this inside myself and apply it in my own life and the way I treated myself and the way I treated others. So fast forward 14 years later in 1998, I experienced another crisis. This time it was a health crisis. And I found out that my thyroid was failing. It was Hashimoto's, so an autoimmune. And of course, you know, I was raised and brought up in the mechanistic material system of medicine, you know, a pill for every ill. And so I went to the doctor and I was given Synthroid. It made me extremely ill. And I knew I couldn't go that route. I had to find something else that would help me. And by this time, of course, I knew that whatever was going on with me physically had an emotional, mental component to it. And I wanted to understand it. And more than that, I wanted to be cured. I didn't want, because I couldn't take drugs. They just did not suit me at all. And so I said a prayer. Actually, I actually prayed to my spiritual teacher. And I said, I know you can help me. I need to find someone who can help me understand what this is about. And more than that, I want to be cured. So the very next day, I went to work and I mentioned this to a colleague of mine. And she turned around with a flyer in her hand that said, homeopathy, the gentle mind-body medicine. Mind-body medicine? Wait a minute. Yes, this is for me. And so I immediately called the practitioner, who happens to be a registered nurse and a homeopath, and I called her up and made an appointment. And she said, first, what I want you to do is fill out a timeline for me of all your never well since events from the time in utero until now. And I thought, well, this is very curious. I've never had a health professional ask me to do that. Never well since events. Okay. And so my mother was living at the time. So I said to my mother, I filled out the timeline. And then eventually I asked my mother. And what I noticed in this timeline is I had all these grief events surrounding relationships. And it so impacted me that I saw there was this link. And it was actually quite emotional and quite healing. And when I asked my mother, I said, Mom, you know, when you were pregnant with me, did anything happen, you know, during that pregnancy? She says, well, she said the biggest thing that happened was that when I was 8 months pregnant with you, my mother died. Wow. And it impacted me greatly. I was in deep grief because my mother was my best friend and I really leaned on her for everything. So that grief, that deep grief was sort of set in my whole energetic field. And when I was born carrying that grief over the death of her mother. And when I looked at my timeline, all the big never well since events all revolved around the loss of relationships, unsatisfying relationships, broken relationships. And so, and when I was interviewed by the homeopath, the nurse, one of the other questions was, what do people complain about in you? So I thought, well, that is unusual. I've never had anyone ask me that. And so I was so taken in with the interview and just the whole different approach to looking at your never well since events in your life as these traumas that have been held in your system energetically and never resolved. And that's why they kept being repeated. They get repeated until they're resolved. And it may come out in different ways, but it's the same story, you know. Right. So she gave me a remedy. It was in a bottle in water. And I remember standing at the kitchen sink, and I put the teaspoon of the remedy in my mouth. And as soon as that happened, my whole energy field went out into the cosmos, into this, where it was completely black with some, and the energy of it was so powerful. And immediately I saw this little star twinkling, and I realized, oh, that's the energy that's stuck. That's my stuck energy. And then I saw this other little star, very exact match, come to greet it. And I go, oh, that's the remedy. And when they met, boom, they exploded. And I went back into my body. And in that moment, I understood how homeopathy worked.
Could we explain, can we explain to the audience what homeopathic remedy or medicine is?
Right.
Because some people might not know what homeopathic is.
Well, homeopathic medicine was once part of our medical system, and I'm going to go into that. And I didn't know that. I had no idea that homeopathy was once part of our medical system, and it was becoming so popular in the United States. So I will go into that. But before I go into that, I will explain. So in homeopathic medicine, the basic premise is that like cures like. In other words, there's a remedy in nature that mimics the mental emotional state of a human. Or you can also say this physical symptoms, mental, emotional, and physical. And these remedies are manufactured with high dilutions so that there's no more of the molecule of the plant or mineral or animal substance in it, but it's just the energetic information data on a consciousness level. And plants and minerals are alive. They have consciousness. They have, they're living. And with homeopathic remedies, the way they are created is that there's nothing added to it. It's basically a high dilution so that it removes the poisonous effects on the material level of a plant or a mineral and leaves behind its ability and its healing properties that interacts with your consciousness. So consciousness heals consciousness. And so it's a matter of similarities. And we have an innate law within us that already knows this, that says like cures like. So it's built into our consciousness. It's part of nature. Therefore, we recognize it within us. And this is all on a bioenergetic level. And the one thing I knew about energy is that all energy is divine. We are divine. So we are evolving from just believing we're this material mechanistic body to reclaiming this divine energy that's really informing and giving life to this physical vehicle, making this appear alive. But what's really the fundamental energy behind it is all consciousness. And we are that omniscience. So we are reclaiming our ability with Mother Nature to know how to heal ourselves. And that's the beauty of homeopathic medicine. But like cures like. And these were all done in provings by all the medical doctors in the past, certainly, sir, and it still continues. So homeopathy is beyond the material level, and now we're dealing with the divine energy, really. It is the medicine of the people. So I want to go back to my own case because I like to apply it, make it very clear of how that worked in me so that you can see it. And I'm going to talk about these about some of my friends and a family who I helped with this, and kind of some amusing things that happened with it, and amazing things too. So when I took this remedy and I saw that, I understood how it worked. Oh my God, it works on a level of consciousness, and it works with the divine consciousness. Of course, what else is there? We are energy, you know, we're complete energy. And it doesn't have side effects, and these remedies never expire because they're living. There are no side effects with it because of the high dilution and the way they are created. They don't have anything added into them. They're just pure. And your system recognizes it because it's based on the law, the innate law of like cures like. And things are resolved into harmony on an energetic level. Because things that are in disharmony end up happening on an energetic level and then appearing physically. That, of course, is assuming nothing is causing this problem by being injected into you or you taking drugs and things like that. I'm talking purely now on this mental, emotional level and how it can affect you. So in my case, the remedy, and by the way, I also want to say is this is an educational information I'm giving you, and it's not meant as a treatment for anything. If you need to see a healthcare professional if you want to use homeopathy. So this is just for educational purposes and my own story and how it affected me. And if you find it helpful, you know, then, you know, you need to look into it yourself. But so this is for educational purposes only. So the remedy that was given to me is Nat Muir, and Nat Muir is made from table salt. Mm. Now, this is highly diluted, right? And so it only the information is on an energetic level. And my grief is on an energetic level. You can't cut someone open and see grief. You know, where does it exist? It exists on this energetic level. So that's what PTSD is all about. It's still there. It's still happening. The event, the actual physical event, may have passed, but the energy of it, where it really got stuck, was on this energetic level. And it has to be, that energetic level has to be freed up in order for harmony to be restored within your being. So Nat Muir's table salt, and one of the things about table salt, of course, table salt has to do with, you know, when you cry, you salty tears, right? Mm-hmm. And so this grief that had been layered on me in utero got replayed until finally it got addressed. Do you see that? It got addressed by this remedy. And you could say that a lot of people are run by certain. So in other words, grief was running me my whole life that I didn't understand. And so when it was finally addressed, it got released like this, and I understood where I was stuck in this grief. And so you can call that a fixed idea. So the fixed idea that I was, and every remedy has a fixed idea associated with it, because it will affect mental, emotional, and then physical, and allow your spiritual nature to really blossom then, right? So it's not so held. So the fixed idea of Nat Muir is this idea that the mother is dead. It's called, it's nurturing, right? So what happened with my mother when she was pregnant with me is her mother died. So she was left with this, the mother is dead. I have lost the nurturing connection. So I carried that through my whole life in these timelines until it finally got addressed. And when it got addressed, so then what happened afterwards, right? You want to know. So what immediately happened afterwards, I looked into, I wanted to read about this remedy to see what is the other picture of this remedy, this emotional, mental, physical pictures of this remedy. So I got one of the books, Portraits of Homeopathic Medicines by Catherine Coulter, The Psychophysical Analysis of Selected Constitutional Types. Just an amazing storehouse of information. And so I read about Nat Muir, and it was just fascinating. As I'm reading this book all about Nat Muir, which was a good 20 pages or so, because more could be written about it, because a lot of people are carrying grief and probably need this remedy. Sure. See a healthcare practitioner, first of all, please. Just don't be taking it on your own, just so that you're, because it could be a different type of grief. There are many different remedies for different types of grief.
So, what you're saying with homeopathic medicine, not only does it work with you physically, internally, but also emotionally and spiritually as well.
If it isn't releasing you, when you are ill, you don't just feel it physically. You feel it mentally, emotionally, right, and physically. Yeah. Excuse me. So in order to be well, you have to, all of it has to be addressed. I'm a little dry from talking a lot.
Oh, no, sorry.
Because I spoke the last time.
We can take a few minutes if you want, and I can just pause and we can edit. Huh. So you can rest your voice. Okay.
I'm good. So at any rate, so as I'm reading about this remedy, I just took the remedy, right, back in 1998. And I had this book, so I was reading about it. I was fascinated by it. I was laughing out loud because I thought, well, this remedy is describing my mental emotional state so much as it's if they knew me. And I thought, wait a minute. This is a state of grief that so many experience, and it's not just a personal thing. Right. You know? And what happened that night after this is during the day I took the remedy that night, I had a dream. And in the dream, I met up with an old relationship. And in the dream, I resolved the relationship with this person to harmony. And when I woke up, I thought, well, that's interesting. I haven't dreamt about that person in a long time. And later I found out that that's known as a remedy dream, that things start to get resolved in your life. And then I would have these moments in taking the remedy, because I took the remedy for quite some time, sure, where all these memories of past relationships would come up, and I would sort of burst into tears and release it. So they finally got released. So all these never well since grief events that happened to my life kept getting released and released and released. Mm. Meanwhile, I was feeling mentally and emotionally better because it was being released, and physically I was getting better, so that my thyroid was beginning to be healed. And of course, this took time because I had this for many years without knowing it. And, you know, gradually until it finally reached a crisis point. So that was my opening into homeopathic medicine. I was so stunned by it and amazed, and it completely changed my mindset from a mechanistic material approach to health to a bioenergetic approach or consciousness-based medicine, mm-hmm, which is a completely different paradigm, completely different paradigm. And so I called up the homeopath, the nurse, and I said, I have to study this, you know. This is very important for humanity. And not only that, for my own health and for my family and friends, I can see why this approach is very important and that we need to have a choice in the type of medicine that we take, because I, you know, the chemical stuff just would always be poison to me. Right. And so she said to me, well, you're very fortunate, because in 3 months, one of the world's best authorities on homeopathic medicine, a doctor, is going to be coming to Boston in September, and he's going to be teaching a three-year course. Do you want to join? Uh-huh. I said, yes, I do. So it seems, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And so, I mean, that happens spiritually with Jesus and the monk. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. And in ways you can't ever predict. I mean, this is everything was all spontaneous for me.
Yes.
Been powerful and radical in my situation. And so I went to study with a group of about 80 different people from different walks of life. Most of them were women, by the way, which I found rather interesting. And a few men, but here was this medical doctor, this man, wonderful homeopathic teacher, brilliant, just brilliant. Dr. Luke DeShepper is his name. He had trained as a neurologist
Is he still around, or?
He's still around, but he gave up his practice about 10 years ago. He had practiced it for many, many, many years. So he had over 200,000 patients. I mean, he was amazing and a great, great teacher. I just learned so much from him. Mm. And so So I went to, I was just amazed. Needless to say, my whole mindset was blown with homeopathic medicine. Wow. When I went to class and studied with him for 3 years, I didn't know that homeopathic medicine was once part of our medical system. Mm. It was in the 1800s that it was brought here, mid-1800s, and it immediately started becoming so popular because of the epidemics that were occurring at that time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that President Lincoln was a promoter and user of homeopathic medicine.
Really?
And it was it's interesting. I have a little article here. It says in 1862, mm-hmm. Lincoln signed a bill allocating some Civil War military hospitals over to homeopaths because of their unparalleled success in treating cholera, yellow fever, diphtheria, and influenza compared to conventional medicine.
Wow.
And this was in 1862. And so homeopathy really caught on in the United States now because of its incredible success. So, and there's a chart that here, homeopathy track records. Whoops, let's see if I can show this in epidemics. And it shows how it was far superior to the material-based approach of conventional mm-hmm. medicine. Now, I'm not saying that we're throwing out one for the other. I'm saying we're adding in back into our system a preventative and curative system. We're adding it back into our system. Sometimes drugs are necessary. You know, I'm not saying they aren't. And obviously trauma medicine is something that we need and use. I've used it. I've needed it in the past. And what I'm saying is we need to reclaim homeopathic medicine back into our medical system. Mm-hmm. It was very, very popular. In fact, this incredible book, and it's out of print now, but you might be able to get it, is Who is Your Doctor and Why? And it was written by Dr. Alonzo Shodman. And Dr. Shodman was one of the directors mm-hmm. of Emerson Hospital. And he was a great surgeon and a great homeopath. And he tells his story there as a homeopath and surgeon. And it's just filled with information and knowledge in his cases and how it worked. And it's just a wonderful story. I mean, this is one of many. And there, of course, were many wonderful homeopaths at that time. And it became so popular that the Rockefeller family, who owned Standard Oil, and had a medical institute, and they were creating synthetic petrochemical drugs looking at plant structure, and creating synthetic petrochemical drugs for it, because then you could patent it. Unfortunately, these drugs are on a material level, and so therefore they have side effects. They're not highly diluted. So the big difference between the homeopathic medicines and the and the synthetic petrochemical medicines are that homeopathic medicines are highly diluted, removing harmful side effects upon the body while keeping the potent curative effects through our innate law of like cures like. Because with material drugs, it's run by the law of suppression, right? That's why you have to keep taking drugs, because it keeps suppressing the situation but not curing it. And sometimes, you know, but everybody should be able to choose which system they want according to their own interests and desires. So I'm not saying throw out. I'm saying understand the limitations of one and the other and use them accordingly. So when I broke my foot a number of years ago, I went to the orthopedist, right? But on my way, I took Arnica to help relieve the pain and the swelling. And mm-hmm. I took some Symphytum, these are all homeopathic, to help the bone heal. And so I healed very quickly. And of course, I would be x-rayed when I would go back, and he was amazed at how quickly I healed. And I didn't need any, I couldn't, of course, take any material pain drugs because they make me very sick. So I used Arnica for the pain and the swelling and Symphytum to help the bone grow back quickly. So you see, it's about when do you use what? You know, having the knowledge base to know when to choose what. Because the homeopathic practitioners there were medical doctors. They were OBGYNs, surgeons, regular, you know, conventional medical doctors who used homeopathy.
Right.
And you just had to know when to use what, but not to throw it out and completely dismiss it, especially when it's so effective in a way that helps promote your health and not suppress it, causing chronic problems. And so, go ahead.
Are they looking, sorry, I didn't mean to interject, but are they looking to actually interject that back into medicine? Or
no, they want to completely get rid of it.
They want to completely get rid of it. Okay.
They want to completely get rid of it so there's no competition. And that's what, Rockefeller, because it was once taught in our medical schools here, right in here in Boston even, and used in our hospitals, used by our doctors. And Rockefeller didn't want the competition. And so he set up a medical board and created the Flexner Report that said, well, you know, we really don't understand the science behind it, so we're going to get rid of it. If you want to be accredited as a hospital, you're going to have to get rid of it. And doctors who are using it, you have to get rid of it too, otherwise we'll take your license away.
Wow.
And anybody who talks about any doctor who talks about homeopathic medicine with another doctor will have their license removed. So that's how they got rid of it. But of course, a medicine like that, which is so amazing and profound, you can never get rid of it. Right. Eventually, it will come back. But what they're trying to do is completely get rid of it and making these remedies illegal. Right now, they're protected in the pharmacopoeia of the FDA. And it was interesting because there was a medical doctor and a homeopath, Dr. Copeland, at that time in 1938, I think it was, who made sure that they were protected under this law. In the FDA, but now they're trying to completely dissolve that and get rid of your ability to have access to these remedies.
Oh, no.
And so, but we are evolving, it's part of evolving humanity. We're evolving into understanding ourselves as a divine force within that innervates and informs all the cells in our beings. Because when we leave the body, we take it with us, and certainly people that had near-death experiences like myself and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of others, or have had just spiritual awakenings within them, experiencing this kundalini living energy within us as us, not separate from, there's not God and us, no, there's just this divine energy, and you can call it God, you can call it Chi, you can call it Holy Spirit, you can call it Soul, you can call it Brahman, whatever you call it, it's one. And that's what connects us all globally. So at this time where humanity is going through an enormous transformation, and that's why the old egoic structure, which says fear based on fear and separation as individuals, is dying. I mean, all the structures are just falling apart because they're not working anymore. Why? Because this new energy, as we reclaim our divine energy, is on such a different level that you need to evolve. And you need your system of medicine to evolve to it. You need your financial institutions to evolve to it. Educational institutions to evolve to it. All of these are evolving, and the old structures therefore will crumble because they can't support, because their energy just isn't harmonious with this divinity within us that is becoming self-evident to everyone having experiences. It's just that mine were very radical and spontaneous. and completely changed my whole view of everything. And so, you know, the way homeopathy helped me is I used to get a lot of colds at that time, and that would go into bronchitis. And after using the remedies over time to help prevent, you know, the first inklings of a cold, I would take the remedy. And then if it went any further, I would take a different remedy. So there was arsenicum started up here with the sneezing. And then if it tended to go down into my lungs, then I would take bryonia. Again, please, people, see a homeopathic practitioner. This is just educational. This is what happened for me. So there are many remedies, other remedies that people can take. And so over time, that cleared out this tendency to this. And so that I no longer got bronchitis. I no longer had colds a lot. And anytime it came around flu season, I would always take a preventative for that. And if I had any bit of those symptoms coming up, because remedies don't attack viruses or anything. They work with the symptom picture of the person. So it's the symptom picture that you match to the symptom, your symptom picture to the symptom picture of the particular remedy, unlike yours like, because that's a built-in law within our system. They recognize it. So it's not the remedy really that cures you, but rather the acts as a catalyst to ignite this inner law of like cures like, which is built into your system, that therefore brings about an inner state of harmony on a mental, emotional, and then physicals change. So the mental, emotionals easily change because they're like consciousness, right? And the physicals is a little denser. So then it filters down. And so, so there I was taking, beginning my classes with this brilliant doctor and being so utterly amazed by the teachings. And so we would learn basic remedies for acute situations. And one of the basic remedies is arsenicum album, which is made from arsenic. However, it doesn't exist on the material level. It's so highly diluted that it only exists on an energetic level. And now the poison becomes a curative. You see that? So I had this one, this is kind of amusing story where I was babysitting my grandson and my daughter and her husband was visiting me in Boston. And they decided to go out to dinner with some friends. And so I got to babysit. And it was about an hour later, I hear my daughter knocking on the door to get in, and I run down the stairs and I let her in. She goes, "Oh my God, I'm so sick. I think I have food poisoning." And I looked at her. She was like purple, ashen. She looked horrible. And I thought, "Oh my God, do I need an ambulance?" And so she ran up, ran into the bathroom. I went, "Arsenicum album, food poisoning." That was one of the earliest remedies. I wonder if it's going to work. So I took my kit. I had my little home kit. Mm-hmm. Put some pellets in a little bottle of water, succussed the bottle to enter, you know, to really make it strong. And I opened up the bathroom door, I handed it to her, and I said, take a gulp of this. And she took a gulp of it, apparently, and I closed the bathroom door. 5 minutes later, she walks out. Her face is, her energy is completely restored. She's now pink and glowing in her face. She has no pains anymore. And I'm like, "Oh my God, it worked," you know, because this is consciousness based and consciousness can move like that, right?
Yeah.
To my shock and amazement, that was like one of my first cases, you know, family cases, that it worked and she was completely well. I was utterly stunned, and then they went out, and it turns out her friend who had the same meal that she had, she didn't know about it. She found out later that she was sick for 5 days with food poisoning.
Wow.
So, and I can say that every time I've used homeopathic medicine for myself, family, or friends, I am always stunned and amazed It is so elegant and so amazing and so stunning that you can't help but be amazed by it. I had other cases too. One of them was a friend of mine, and I think I have these in my book actually. A friend of mine whose cat scratched her on the arm. And I found out, you know, a number of days later about this. I didn't know about it. She didn't tell me about it when it happened. And I saw her arm and she called me up. She said, you know, I'm going on my third round of antibiotics and nothing has changed. Can you help me? So I went and saw her, looked at her arm, and the whole thing was just so incredibly red and inflamed and just looked horrible. So I gave her a high potency remedy called Letum Palustra, which is for wounds and cat scratch and dog bites and things like that. I knew it would work, but every time it works, you're like, wow, this is amazing. I gave her the remedy and water again. I used the water method. And she took it, and like 15 minutes later, she said, you know, my arm is feeling less hurtful. And then within 3 days, her arm was completely well. And there was no horrible, red, infected looking. It just was so well, it just disappeared.
Wow.
And so how is this? If you're not going after the germ, how is it that this works? Because it doesn't, homeopathy doesn't, because we have germs all around us, right? Viruses and everything that lives inside us is part of our ecosystem. We know that. Thousands and thousands, and we interact with them. So it doesn't go after the germ. It goes after the person's reaction to the particular germ. And so it looks at the symptom picture, and the reaction is in accordance with your symptom picture. So if you have your symptom picture and you match it, harmony is restored on that level, and then the symptoms disappear because now you're brought, your consciousness, this living force that's giving life to you is now in harmony and in control, and it creates an inner balance, mind, emotion, body. So that was another one that was, it's just so stunning to watch it. Even all these years, I'm still stunned by it.
Sounds extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And this is why it became so popular. And this is why it was a threat to Rockefeller and his profits and his stockholders, you know?
So do you also teach homeopathy, or
when I started out, I knew that I was 58 by the time I finished up the formal classes, but then went on to take advanced classes, and I didn't have the finances or the physical ability to start a whole new practice at that age because homeopathic practice takes a lot. When you take a case, you're sitting with someone for a good hour, having them tell you their story. Because when someone tells you their story, they will tell you the remedy that they need, and also with that timeline. And that's how it works. The person tells you through their story the remedy they need. You don't tell them. That's a complete opposite from what we've been taught, right?
Sure.
That's like when I told my story on the timeline and then to the nurse, she listened very intently to the words I was using, my intonations, the things that were important to me, because one of the things she said was, what was the worst thing that ever happened to you in your life? I said, my mother left when I was 11. That was the worst thing that ever happened to me. So you see how that was all tied in?
Sure. Yes.
It all makes sense. It has to make sense. Just go back. You can tie a lot of these things back into childhood where it all began because they were never addressed because people didn't know how to address it.
Sure.
Unless you have other things intervening, you know, like injections or this or that. I never well since that injection, never well since that drug, never well since that car accident, never well since my, you know, whatever happened to you in your life. There's so many things that happens to us in our lives. Never well since I got a divorce, you know, all those things. So when you look at it that way, it's so different. And so I'll use myself again as an example. I had a virus about a year and a half ago, and which is very rare for me, hardly ever get that. And so I matched my symptoms, which were extreme exhaustion, chills, a low fever. I was nauseous. I'm never affected like that. And just completely debilitated. I couldn't even open my eyes. All I could do is lay in bed. And so I matched the symptom picture, which is gelsemium. So I took gelsemium, and immediately I started feeling better. Mentally, emotionally, my energy wasn't so exhausted. And about after 4 days of, you know, just proper rest and taking care of myself and eating lightly, drinking a lot of fluids, I was completely well, and all the symptoms went away.
Wow.
So there was no need. So it doesn't go after germs. It goes after what is the system reacting to, and how are you reacting to it in your symptom picture, which tells you the remedy that you need.
Right.
And again, if people want to, you know, look into this, find yourself a skilled homeopathic practitioner. So at that time, you know, that's very important to do that, because then you can learn how to take care of yourself with these acute events. Mm-hmm. So I decided to teach classes at a local natural market and provided homeopathic remedies as well. And the people who came to my class were mainly women who were interested in, because they drugs didn't work for them, or they didn't want to give drugs to their children. And so I would teach these basic little remedies, like for, you know, flu symptoms or the beginnings of colds or bee stings or head bumps or dog bites and things like that. Mm. And so I would teach these classes, and I did that for about 5 years. Wow. I only charged a minimal fee at that time. And it was very heartwarming, because it was in a small town. And when I would go walking on one of the walking paths, I would be stopped by some of the women who were in that class thanking me for teaching them and how well these remedies have worked in their family and for their children in the prevention of flus or colds or treatments, and also the cure of them, of course, and how it's really helped them. Then I had another funny experience with one of my relatives. She had learned homeopathy from me, and I gave her a few magazines to read, and so I got a phone call from her, and she goes, "Aunt Mary, it really worked." And I go, "Well, what?" And she goes, "Well, Michael got a bee sting, and it was beginning to swell, and I remembered on the cover of the homeopathic magazine, it said Apis for bee stings." So she already had a kit now. And she said, "I gave him the Apis and it was completely well. It's amazing." You know, so it's just these little things that make your life on a daily level so much easier for a parent. And you feel empowered as a parent. I can actually do something for my child. I have an immune system. It can work.
Right.
And giving the power to the people. And that's why I did these classes, you know, for 5 years. And then once a week at that time, I would come in and volunteer on a Tuesday, I would volunteer an hour, and I would just sit in the natural market, and anybody who wanted to come up and ask me a question about homeopathic medicine and how it might help them. Again, I answered their questions, and of course sent them to a homeopath for if they needed their case taken or whatever. But for these little acute events that prevent chronic events, that's what you want to do. You want to get these little acute events that prevent chronic events, and you want to catch it right away. And you can get little homeopathic kits, basic kits for yourself to have at home, and then learn how to do these things. And of course, I had always envisioned that nurses would be the one who would take up this mantle of homeopathic medicine, because you could easily have these nurses trained so easily. It's nice to have some medical background so you know your limitations. There are limitations with everything. And you just have to have the knowledge of what to use when. You know, if you get hit by a car, for God's sakes, get yourself to the hospital in an ambulance. And on the way, maybe take some aconite and arnica. Aconite for fright and shock. Mm. And arnica for the swelling and that sort of thing. But, you know, that's using both. And then if you need to have a surgery, have it done. But you have to have, you need to have a total system of medicine. Because right now we have half system.
Right. How does one find a good homeopathic practitioner?
Like what is the... You can go on any of the homeopathic sites and try to find someone through there. You want to interview them, see if you resonate with them. One of the homeopaths locally here is happens to be still that nurse and homeopath, Bhagavati Lenihan in Cambridge. Bhagavati Lenihan in Cambridge, and she has a website. And so she's still active. She's still working. God bless her.
Well, that's great.
And even though homeopaths are, you know, her father was a medical doctor, and so she had a lot of connections with the medical community and still maintains connections with medical doctors who can see the wisdom of using both of these systems and to know when to use what. And so she's one. And then there are others around. You just have to try to find them. Of course, there used to be a lot of medical doctors who practiced homeopathic medicine in the United States and in this area and in hospitals. It was once taught in our medical schools, but now all they teach is the mechanical material system of drugs. And it's not enough. It's just simply not enough. We need to have a balance in everything. And as humanity is evolving, you're evolving into reclaiming this and people. So why now? You know, that's one of the questions. Like, why is it now become? Because people are awakening to this within them and questioning, saying, I need to have, you know, I can't, drugs make me sick. What's my other choice?
Right.
And so we're just awakening not only to this divine energy within us, but we are awakening to a system of medicine that interacts with that divine consciousness within us. Because that is the source of creation of the entire world. So, I mean, we're talking about powerful, very powerful. But again, I'm not talking about getting rid of anything. I'm talking about expanding things. So we really have true health choice. So,
And I'm also looking forward to getting the books that you mentioned too.
And I'll tell you another story. How much time do we have? Do we have enough time?
We've got a few more minutes before we need to wrap, but I'm hoping that I can have you on again to talk further about this at some point.
Yeah, for sure. So I had another incredible, there were many stories and family and friends, many. But this one happened at Wayne's Divine Love Seminar. And that Friday night, the authors would meet up in the conference room where this event would happen with Wayne and kind of go over the schedule. So that night I met these other authors, and one of them happened to mention that she was suffering from a concussion that she had had 2 weeks earlier, and that the doctors told her, well, it's going to take months to resolve, and take some, you know, Tylenol or whatever. And she said, I did, but it's not helping me, and I just don't feel well, and I don't know if I can actually give an hour talk on stage. And when I looked at her, I could see that her eyes were something not right about them. She had a headache. There's been a lot of discomfort. And I said, well, and I'm trained as an RN, but I'm also trained as a homeopathic practitioner. And I happened to bring a remedy with me that's for concussion, you know. And so when I travel, I usually take certain remedies with me. And for some reason, I felt that someone here is going to need this for a concussion. So I packed it with me. And I said, I have it. It doesn't have side effects. If you want to try it after this evening, we'll go and I'll give it to you, and you can take it yourself and learn how to put it in a bottle of water and then succuss it and take a dose. And I gave her a high potency because it was a strong symptoms that she had. Mm. So I give her this remedy, which happened to be Natsulf. I also gave her Arnica, which is good for head bumps, and it's a blood absorber. And so I gave her both those, but it was mainly Natsulf that was the main remedy. I think I gave her Arnica the next day after I found out how Natsulf worked. And so so I give her the remedy. We all meet early the next day for the symposium workshop that was about to begin. And she's walking down the hallway, and I see her energy. Her energy is so expanded, and all this light coming out of her. And I saw her eyes, and I went, oh, my God. She goes, Mary, I'm completely well. I feel incredible. She goes, I had this amazing dream. I said, what was your dream? Remember I said remedy dream, healing dream? She said, I dreamt that I saw the inside of my head, and it was all filled with blood, all filled with blood. And then somehow it just all got absorbed. And I feel incredible. I slept like I've never slept before, and I feel so well. And I'm just like, wow, just wow. And, of course, then months later, I found out that it also cured her of her insomnia. This grief that she had over the death of her young son, that was a shock, and she never got over. And it turns out that Natsulf also addresses grief, this particular type of grief. And so from then on, she was able to sleep. So you see how immense and broad, we're talking about these broad spectrum remedies. And so these are the stunning, you know, moments in certainly in my life, and wishing that I was 30 years old again to be able to have the energy and the financial resources to open up a practice. But I would love to see nurses have a little clinic in every little town teaching these little remedies. Just begin to teach the acute way, and so that you don't have these, you know, acute things happen all the time. It turn into chronic events, which is a problem.
Right. So you see, this is so fascinating. Absolutely. Yeah. So where, Mary, where can people find you, actually find information, contact you if they want to reach out to you?
They can come to my website, marytrehune.com, and reach me there. Because my email is on there, on the website, so they can reach me there. Okay. And again, I'm happy to answer questions. If people want to actually set up an appointment with me to talk to me about homeopathy or the spiritual awakening, or, you know, both. I don't do cases. I don't take cases. Mm-hmm. But I will help you to understand how homeopathy might be able to help you. And then you can go on to find a practitioner who actually has a practice. So I'm happy to do that. I do charge a fee for that. That is part of my work.
Sure.
But any of the, you know, I have media. You can go and listen to my other videos on my media section. So
that's wonderful.
So I'm just very excited because this is we need homeopathy back into our system, and it can help prevent all these issues that we are having at this time, so people don't get so ill. And we need to have a choice, and one will benefit the other. One will support the other. They don't have to be fighting with each other.
Right.
You know, I consider the sort of the mechanism material level, sort of the masculine principle, and the homeopathic medicine, the feminine principle, and they need to work in balance with one another. One is a very gentle mind body medicine, the other one is a little bit more aggressive. And you have to know when to use what. Have the intelligence and knowledge, and please reclaim this system back into our healthcare system. We desperately need it. People are going to be calling for it. The whole world is calling for it as we evolve into our spiritual beings.
Yes. Well, this is wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time again, but I so enjoyed your conversation immensely. And thank you so much for coming on to Discover Your Potential.
Thank you. I hope to be back again sometime, Dan.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Okay. This is Cindy Gilman, and you're listening to Discover Your Potential. So until next time, do something nice for yourself, but do something nice for someone else. In every way.
is the only